We are reading from 5th Canto, chapter 18, entitled The Residents of Jambudvipa Offer Prayers, text 21. Yatasya te pada sarorohar hanam. Nikama yit sakila kama kampata. Tat eva rasip sitam ipsitor chito. Yad bagna yacha bagavan paptapsate. Yatasya te pada saroruhar hanam. Nikama yit sakila kama kampata. Tat eva rasipsitam nipsito chito. Yad bagna yachna bhagavan prat. Yes, first. Yatasya te pada saroruhar hanam. Nikama yet sakila kama lampata. Tat eva rasipsitam ipsitor chito. Yad bhagna yachna bhagavan pratapyate. Questions? Pratapyate. Pratapyate. That's right. I cannot see. Obstacles. Pratapyate. Pratapyate. Tapya. Yatasya te pada saroro harhanam. Nikama yet akila amahampata. Tat eva rasipsitam ipsito chito. Yad bhagna yancha prabhagan pratapyate. Yatasya te pada saroru harhanam. Nikama yitsakela mahambhatam. Tat eva rasipsitam ipsito chito. Yad bhagna yancha bhagavan pratapyate. Vaishnavis? Again? Yatasya te pada saroruharhanam. Nikama yetsakila kama lampata. Yad bhagna yachna bhagavan prapatyate. Thank you. Translation word by word. Ya. A woman who? Tasya. Of him. Te. Of you. Pada. Saro Roha. Of the lotus feet. Arhanam. The worship. Nikamayet. Fully desires. Sa. Such a woman. Akila Kama Lampata. Alto maintaining. All kinds of material desire. Tat. That. Eva. Only. Rasi. You award. Ipsitam. Some other desired benediction. Ipsitaha. Being looked to for. Architaha. Worshipped. Yet. From which? Bhagna Yachna. One who desires objects other than your lotus feet. And who thus becomes broken? Bhagavan. O my Lord. Pratapyate. Is pained. Translation. My dear Lord, you automatically fulfill all the desires of a woman who worships your lotus feet in pure love. However, if a woman worships your lotus feet for a particular purpose, you also quickly fulfill her desires, but in the end she becomes broken-hearted and laments. Therefore, one need not worship your lotus feet for some material benefit. Please repeat. My dear Lord, you automatically fulfill all the desires of a woman who worships your lotus feet in pure love. However, if a woman worships your lotus feet for a particular purpose, you also quickly fulfill her desires. But in the end, she becomes broken-hearted and laments. Therefore, one need not worship your lotus feet for some material benefit. Purport is a dangerously long one, so please, so be attentive. Purport. Srila Rupa Goswami describes pure devotional service as anyabhilashita shunyam jnana karma navritam. One should not worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead to fulfill some material desire for success in fruitive activities or mental speculation. To serve the lotus feet of the Lord means to serve Him exactly as He desires. The neophyte devotee is therefore ordered to worship the Lord strictly according to the regulative principles given by the spiritual master and the Shastras. By executing devotional service in that way, he gradually becomes attached to Krishna, and when his original dormant love for the Lord becomes manifest, he spontaneously serves the Lord without any motive. This condition is the perfect stage of one's relationship with the Lord. The Lord then looks after the comfort and security of his devotee without being asked. Krishna promises in Bhagavad Gita 9:22, Ananashintayanto mam ye janaha pariupasyate tesham nityabuktanam yogakshimam vahamham. The Supreme Lord personally takes care of anyone who is completely engaged in His devotional service. Whatever he has, the Lord protects, and whatever he needs, the Lord supplies. Therefore, why should one bother to the Lord for something material? Such prayers are unnecessary. Srila Vishvanatha Chakravarti Thakur explains that even if a devotee wishes the Lord to fulfill a particular desire, the devotee should not be considered a Sakama Bhakta, a devotee with some motive. In the Bhagavad Gita 7.16, Krishna says, Chaturvidha bhajante mam janna sukrita arjuna arto jigyasur artharti gyanicha bharator shabam. All best among the Bharatas, Arjuna. Four kinds of pious men render devotional service unto me. The distressed, the desire of wealth, the inquisitive, and he who is searching for knowledge of the Absolute. The Artha and the Artha-Arti, who approach the Supreme Personality of Godhead for relief from misery or for some money, are not Sakama Bhaktas, although they appear to be. Being neophyte devotees, they are simply ignorant. Later in Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says, Udara sarva evaite, they are all magnanimous, Udaraha. Although in the beginning a devotee may harbor some desire, in due course of time it will vanish, it will vanish. Therefore, the Srimad Bhagavatam enjoins, Akamo sarvakamo va mokshakamo daradit yivrena bhakti yogena yajita purushamparam. A person who has broader intelligence, whether he is full of material desire, is free from material desire, or has a desire for liberation, must by all means worship the Supreme Whole, the Personality of Godhead. Bhagavatam 2.3.10. Even if one wants something material, he should pray to not one but the Lord to fulfill his desire. If one approaches a demigod for the fulfillment of his desires, he is to be considered nashtabhudi, bereft of all good sense. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita 7.20, Kamaisaistair hritagyan na prabhadyante nya devataha tam tam nyamam ashtayam prakratyanyatasvayam. Those whose minds are distorted by material desires surrender unto the demigods and follow the particular rules and regulations of worship according to their own natures. Lakshmi Devi advises all devotees who approach the Lord with material desires that according to her practical experience, the Lord is Kama Deva, and thus there is no need to ask him for anything material. She says that everyone should simply serve the Lord without any motive. Since the Supreme Personality of Godhead is sitting in everyone's heart, he knows everyone's thoughts, and in due course of time he will fulfill all desires. Therefore, let us completely depend on the service of the Lord without bothering him with our material requests. Om Tat Sat. Yatasya te pada surorar har hanam nikama yet sakila hamakam lampata tat evaras ipsitam ipsitorchito yad bhagna yachna bhagavan pratapyate. My dear Lord, you automatically fulfill all the desires of a woman who worships your lotus feet in pure love. However, if a woman worships your lotus feet for a particular purpose, you also quickly fulfill her desires, but in the end she becomes broken-hearted and laments. Therefore, one need not worship your lotus feet for some material benefit. Om Agyanati Mirandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unitaminatas Maishri Vilam Kam Karoti Vacham Mutrim Yapa Shiguru Dijatarnam. Namahumishnu Badaya Krishna Vishnaya Mudari Shimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitiname Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Prachadane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Vaschadhadi Shatarine Vanchakal Vadurubisha Kripa Sindhu Hiva Cha Patitanam Bhavane Vyo Vaishnava Vyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna.
Good morning.
Hare Krishna. First and foremost, I would like kindly ask our dear honorable guest, our great Lakshmi to glance upon. Please bless that all of us, that especially on the foreign speaker, to speak something beneficial for the audience, and particularly to purify myself. Hare Krishna. First, as usual we do when I sit here, we always do some overview where we are, because we're reading all every day, but sometimes we lose the focus or compass where we are within the Bhagavatam. So this is fifth canto, and if you remember the progress, how Bhagavatam is built, there is 10 topics within the Bhagavatam, right? And fourth canto dealt with four types of devotees, if you remember. Which four types of devotees are mentioned by Kapila Deva, third canto, anyone remembers? It's been a long time ago, but still. Four types of devotees? In different modes, yes. Tamasika devotees, bhaktas, represent who by whom? Who was example in the fourth canto about tamasika bhakta? Was proud and offensive. Daksha. Daksha. Lord Daksha. And then we heard about rajasika bhakta. With full of material desires, he wanted the kingdom greater than Lord Brahma. Dhruva Maharaj. And then we have very pious king in the mode of sattva, mode of goodness, considered by Vishwanath Chakravarti. Great king, also considered Shakti Vaishavatar. Prita Maharaj and Nishkama devotees without material desires, with pure devotion, were Prachetas. These four kind of devotees were explained in the fourth canto. And the fifth canto have a very interesting topic. All Bhagavatam is about glorification of the pure devotional service that we hear in the beginning. And within fifth canto, it is described how, or the topic is how, it's called in Sanskrit called sthanam, how Lord maintains the devotees. Particularly in the fifth canto deals with devotees who are following dharma, who are good devotees, following dharma, svamaryada, or who are very dharmic. Or here and there they have some problems, like Bharat Maharaj we hear about, and all this section was about Bharat Maharaj, how he need your life to come to his senses. And the sixth canto describes and how Lord nourish and maintains devotees who are not so good, who doesn't follow dharma. Any remembers who is described there? Famous example, Ajamil, Ajamil. Also Indra, how Indra offended his spiritual master. So this is all, it's all reflected how Lord is has this particular quality, which is most prominent in the Lord. Which one? Which is the most prominent quality of the Lord? Which is usually promote himself, also in the Bhagavad Gita, first appearance of the Lord, when his his Bhaktavatsala, right? He's a favorable, he favors his devotees. And all Bhagavatam is that mood. So we also should consider, when we try to endeavor in our devotional life, and sometimes we feel, oh, well, we don't have any realization about Krishna, and you know, Krishna is so far and so dry, we should always remember that Lord is always with us with this attitude, with this mood. Hmm? He loves us. Hmm? Extremely loves us. Hmm? He's always with us. And whatever happens in our life is a reflection of that Lord's attitude. So we should try to understand whatever here in life in this point of view. What is Krishna teaching me? And whatever is there is must be good. Must be for some. You know, it must be in that context. And therefore we pray, how can I understand this situation? How can I understand your loving hand behind my situation in life? So this is the general topic of the fifth canto, and in this particular section of chapters, this is four chapters describing Jambudvip, how this description fits in this Lord being the Bhaktavatsala is also somehow also puzzling. it's interesting what is the connection here when Parikshit Maharaj starts to explain the structure of the universe. It's very interesting. Do you have any idea why would Parikshit Maharaj explain in the last, you know, how many days, maybe 2, 3, 4 days till the end of the life of Parikshit Maharaj? He was explaining, you know, the distance is how big is Jambudvip, distance to the sun, you know, where's how long sunshine shines, you know, all these technical terms and numbers. I like this section because a lot of numbers there. This is my conditioning, numbers. Any hint? Why would Shukadev Goswami explain this somehow boring section? Technical, so very also difficult to understand.
Just to show how meticulous all creation is and how everything is so scientific and so cool, convincing about how material energy is also functioning in a very meticulous way.
Why would be that so important for last days of Bhagavad Maharaj?
That's the glory of the Lord. How can He create such a manifestation?
Okay.
Also, it's manifestation of His mercy.
Okay. Yes, in the sense that this material world has two purposes to fulfill, right? One is to. What are two purposes? Why material world is there? No purpose. Are there two? One?
Facilitate
that conditioned soul can fulfill his wild material desires. Right? This is the secondary meaning, the purpose. Although maybe we think that is the main one, but. And secondary, the main one, what is? To rectify our free desire and give all facilities that we can go back. Back home with proper mood. With proper mood. No, that we don't desire this touristic trip again. Which is not so pleasant sometimes, or most of the time. Vishwa Chakravarti explains that when Parikshit heard about Priyavrata, which is the second son of the Swayambhu Manu, you know, explains that. Then his Shukadeva Goswami saw that there are many listeners in the crowd of Naimisharanya. Was Naimisharanya? Yeah. No, not Namishnani. Where was the, where is this place where Bhagavatam was spoken? It was not Namishnani, that was for the sages in Sutta Goswami. How is it called? Yes, but it's the hospital. Do you know what's the name? The place where Bhagavatam was spoken? Madhavananda Rao. Her issued that Bhagavatam magazine. What is that magazine? Krishna Katamrita? Not Bindu, but it's. Yeah, it's a special issue. And there's only about Bhagavatam. It's beautiful magazine. Not only colors, but also in the content. He explains the particular name of that. You know? How it's called? He has some name. Anyway. Parikshit, Shukadeva Goswami saw some, you know, morose faces in the crowd when he spoke Bhagavatam to Parikshit Maharaj. And that was Jnana Mishra Bhaktas, and they cannot understand the elevated, you know, the exclusivity of pure devotional service. So to encourage them, he tried to narrate something with the numbers, something with Jnana. In order to know that they appreciate the universal form of the Lord, which is, you know, universe, the geographical situation is the part of universal form. Anyway, this is an intermezzo. Well, this is there also. This is one perspective, not the only one, of course. So this section particularly describes the Jambudvipa. Jambudvipa, this is part of the Bhumandala. This is earthly plane. And what's interesting, that the majority of earthly planets are heavenly planets. That's interesting detail. So out of 9 dvipas or continents, in one translation, dvipa, not, this is varsha, so sorry. So out of 9 varshas, there are 8 heavenly planets, and there is description with this chapter, the particular 8th chapter or previous chapter, what is the situation in these varshas, this so-called Bhu Svarga. We know Divya Svarga is the Svarga Loka where Indra resides and all this, and then is Bhu Svarga, this is earthly heavenly planets, and then we have another Svarga which is under the earth. It's called Bila Svarga. Three categories of heavenly planets. And for this particular plane of earthly heavenly planets, is described, they live 10,000 years, earthly years, our years, and they have strength in the bodies of 10,000 elephants. I don't know what that means, but must be very strong, must be very powerful. Very strong, very powerful. Amazing physical features. And their enjoyment is comparing to the enjoyment of Treta Yuga, which is the most enjoyable, and most enjoyable in the sense, you know, in the sense of senses and that. Because in the Satya Yuga, there is not much going on except the meditation on the Lord. So Satya Yuga is not very palatable in the sense of sense gratification. But Treta Yuga is said, Prabhupada explains the commentary, is the most great. Because in the Dvapara Yuga and Kali Yuga, you know, there is already suffering comes in, and Kali Yuga especially, no need to explain. So it's amazing. And it's said, Prabhupada explains, that this is the region when you fall down from the Divya Svarga, you stop here before coming to the Bharadvarsha, to the earth, you go to this Bhusvarga. Bhugasvarga, lokas, and only those who can be there who have very high amount of pious activities. So this is, you don't, you know, just go there by coincidence. And what is the main difference between the these Bhusvargas and the Bharadvarsha, which is the only one of the of these Varshas within Jambudvipa is that when they have this huge amount of sense gratification, they're always aware of the position of the Lord. Whereas within this earth or Bharatvarsha, when we are indulged in sense gratification, we forget about the position of the Lord, right? We fall in Maya, right? We are just splashed by the feeling, being enjoyer and being controller. So in Bhusvarga, this is not the case. So they're always aware. So we have, and this chapter now describes how these devotees or residents are aware of the Lord's position, their position, and the glories of the pure devotional service. And all these nine or Varshas are explained what is happening there. So we started with Ilavrita Varsha, which is the middle. And if you remember, this is Meru, and this is the first Varsha, is Ilavrita. Who is the prominent devotee there? In Ilavrita, is the only man. This is only woman land. No man is allowed except one. Who? Lord Shiva is the only one. And then we have Bhadrashva Varsha is the next one. Bhadrashava, Prabhu, I couldn't find much about him. They worship. Who is worship? Which form is worshipped by Lord Shiva? Lord Sankarshan, right? Sankarshan. Then Bhadrashvarsha, there is Bhadrashrava, is worshipping Hirsha. And then we have Harivarsha. Prominent devotees there is Prahlad Maharaj, he's worshipping Lord Nishinkadev. And then we have Keto Malavarsha, this is now, which we are now, Keto Malavarsha. Keto means flag, Mala means gallant, gallant of flags. And then we have Ramyaka Varsha, we have Hiranmaya Varsha, Uttarakura Varsha, Kimkurusha Varsha, and Bharat Varsha. And in particular in this Keto, Keto Malavarsha, who is the prominent devotee? Lakshmi, Devi. And it's also interesting how these Varshas describe what is happening there. I was always wondering where Manu lives. Where is the Manu living? About the Indra Loka, Brahma Loka, but we have always hear about these Manvantaras and Manus, but where are Manus? They are not here in Bharatvarsha, right? Because they are responsible for the human in plane. But where is his place? Anyone else? Where's the planet of the Lord Manu, our Manu? Vaivasvata Manu, which is mentioned in Bhagavad Gita? Goloka? Ramya Varsha, exactly. Ramya Varsha. The next one. Ramya Varsha. And also, where is Budevi? The presiding deity of the earth? Which was, if you remember, she was mentioned in the story with who? From the first canto? Which king was there, Maharaj? Prithu, right? He wanted to, she appeared in the form of the cow and she wanted to kill, right? she lives in Uttarakuru, in the north of part of Jambudvipa. She is prominent devotee there. So here in this Keto Malavarsha, Lakshmi Devi is now teaching all of us the particular glory of devotional service. And especially this shloka explains about pure devotional service. And Prabhupada in the commentary, he gives the famous Rupa Goswami thesis, right? Thesis. Anya Bilashita Shunya. Gyana Karmanavritam Anakulena Krishna Anushana Bhaktir Uttamam. Famous definition of pure devotional service. Those who are studying nectar devotion, you know what is that. All this book, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, is about explaining this shloka. The meaning of this Paribhasa Sutta shloka, which is most perfect definition of pure devotional service. And this definition has five most essential features of pure devotional service. One is, of course, is about Krishna, right? Krishna is the main center of devotional service. And there we have two primary and two secondary characteristics. First, primary and most, one of the most important is anakulena, which means that devotional service is pure when intent, whatever we do, is to please the Lord, right? So whatever we do, if we have this motive, intent to please the Lord, this is one condition. And the second condition is that this pleasing should be done according to Krishna's desires, right? Shilanam anu, Krishna anu shilanam, which means that because we don't know how to please the Lord, we don't have idea, because we are covered, we don't know what exactly please. So this desire how to please Krishna comes from Krishna, from Guru Parampara. This is so important that whatever we do, that whatever we do in the devotional life sphere, that is confirmed by Guru Parampara. Even we thought, oh, I will please Krishna like that, with this, with that, but it should be confirmed. And blessed. Krishna means also his pure devotees, or Guru Parampara, in our case, beloved Srila Prabhupada and his representatives. So it's so important that we seek for this approval, or blessings, whatever we do in life. And why this should be important, that we act under this scope of this definition? Because there are two essential qualities or characteristics what this brings, or consequences or symptoms, which anyone strives for, right? And that is kleshagni and subhada. Kleshagni means you don't want to suffer, right? You don't want to suffer. All anxiety, material anxieties, all karmic reactions immediately are purified or overcome when we act within this scope of this definition. If we want to please, if we act with intent to please the Lord, and that we are not independent, that we want to act according to the Lord's desires. And the second, Shubhada means, have three qualities that is beneficial for all, attractive to all. He brings the happiness which is not comparable in this material world, and all good qualities arise. Even in the level of sadhana bhakti, on the neophyte stage, everyone who walks to this door and acts according to that immediately experiences this. Of course, there is also small text there. And this text is also explained. So this anushilanam is very important. Prabhupada said here in the purport about neophyte, right? The neophyte devotee is therefore ordered to worship the Lord strictly according to the regulative principles given by the spiritual master and shastra. This is the explanation of anushilanam, Krishna anushilanam. So we are not do independently. We seek approval and the blessing of, he said, Guru and Shastra, right? To be within the scope of pure devotional service. Of course, the secondary characteristics of these two primary characteristics are also there explained. So, how to please? What should be the intention? Should be without desires, right? material desires, which is also the topic of this shloka. Our intention for pleasing Krishna should not be motivated with material desires. Anya bilashita shunyam, shunya, without anya bilash. But this anya bilashita is very important here also. I will maybe not today. So we should try to do without material desires. And the secondary explanation of this anya Krishna anushiranam, how should we perform these activities for Krishna, which comes from Guru Parampara, is explained by Jnana Karma Navritam. It's very interesting how this manifests in our lives. It manifests in our lives that these activities should be our priority. Meaning that if the pleasing Krishna and Guru is our priority, we fall within this definition of pure devotional service. Not other things should be more important than this. Jnanakara means, this means Varna Ashrama even, or astrology, or yoga. These very attractive activities which we also deal with in daily basis should never overshadow Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam. Never. Should be always on the first plane. And how can we get this vision in daily life? Association of devotees is top important. Most important. Association of devotees who have this vision and who act upon this vision. That's why it's so important. Because that tendency in material life, we are all conditional, of course, with material desires. But only in association of such devotees who have this vision, understanding, and they act upon, we can also benefit from their association and act within the scope. That we have, that we put in our life priority, and that other distraction never, overflow us. And how we can judge where we are? How? By results, right? What's the famous expression? You will be judged by result. It's Bengali expression, no? Bengali expression. And what are that symptoms we just mentioned before? There is no anxiety material. There is no fear. Nobody who acts like that, there is no fear for protection, for maintenance, or we're happy. And that we cannot hide, right? Not for a long time. So we should always analyze or evaluate where we are. Are we under this scope? Are we following? That's why the faith in the Guru Parampara is so important. Faith in Guru, in the representative of Krishna, Srila Prabhupada, is so important. Should be never be in the sense that to be neglectful, or that we take it for granted. By the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, we are receiving many guests, Prabhupada disciples. But we can see many times that we are not acting according to this understanding. This is so important that this Krishna gave us opportunity that we can maintain this clear vision. What is priority? What is the meaning of pure devotional service? I just studied Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his Bhagavad Archamaritimala. He explains in one of section what are the obstacles in devotional life. And majority of argument or obstacles which are there mentioned by Bhaktivinoda Thakur is that we don't take it seriously or the exclusivity of pure devotional service. It is so rare opportunity, so rare. You will see in the next chapter when that all these residents of earthly plan, earthly heavens, they praise Bharatvarsha. And especially this age, Vajrayana Mahaprabhu descended, what unique situation we have, what unique opportunity we have, we got, we were blessed by Srila Prabhupada. That we can within this one life, short life, insignificant life, we can come back, not to spiritual world only, but to Goloka Vrindavan, which is absolutely amazing. This door is open only now. If you understand, the Krishna came only once in the day of Brahma, which is, you know, once in 1,000 yuga cycles, only one, and only in this Divya cycle, right? Only in this Kali Yuga, amongst thousands. This is jackpot which we cannot assume. So we should always remind each other, this is such an opportunity which if you would understand, we would cry. And be very serious. We wouldn't lament, we wouldn't waste 9 seconds. So where to get this eagerness? We cannot get by our own self, right? Only by second chapter of the first canto explains, right? Shru shru shradhanasya. By serving great souls, the eagerness for hearing is evoking, right? Srimatam Svakata Krishna. And only by eagerness for hearing Krishna Kata in association of such devotees, Krishna will cleanse the anarthas, right? Hridantasto Bhadhani. Vidunoti Sukhritsatam. For those Sukhrit is Paramatma, Satam, those devotees who are sincere. So we should encourage each other, help, support each other, because we are not in that level. We depend that someone bless us with these attitudes. Otherwise we will miss the opportunity. If now somehow we don't succeed, we go to Svargaloka and what knows when we... So residents of the heavenly planets praise the Bharatvarsha, the opportunities, which is not granted anywhere in the universe like that. Anywhere! If you will study the Briha Bhagavatamrita, when Gopa Kumar scans all the universe, all the devotees in the world, only Bharatvarsha. And particularly in this situation in the cosmic calendar by appearance of Srila Prabhupada, which is personally sent by Krishna from Goloka, to benefit the humankind who are not qualified. That's also one point. To grant the opportunity for those who are not, we are not qualified. To most unqualified. Gonitai opened the treasure house for most unqualified. A little faith, a little. And that faith is faith in Krishna representatives. Guru Parampara. Those who are linked to that goal. So please pray. Let's pray for all of us that we can to gain this vision and to act upon. We cannot repay. We are eternally indebted. And what is the mood of one who is in debt? What is the mood? If you have bank loan, what is your... You're humble, right? How can I repay, huh? You're always seeking, how can I? You step forward, how can I? You're always grateful. Not mom. No. If you're in debt, humble, and you don't want to be obstacle, you want to assist. How can I assist? How can I assist? I should not waste time to not to assist because I'm in debt. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. We'll stop here because it's already. We have a few points, but next yoga. Please, can you? Any question? You mean within the shloka or? This shloka explains about the situation of every living entity in this material world, materializing. And here, as Lakshmi mentioned a few days ago, here Lakshmi Devi is giving example for the ladies, right? For the ladies, what is there? What is the usual? What is the ordinary or the situation of common living entity or woman in the woman body? In the woman body, because everybody brings up particular, right? Attitude, or you're forced to act according to the body, right? And here he explains that there are many material desires, and especially for the ladies, is that sense of protection, an existential shelter is so prominent. And Lakshmi Devi knows, so she gives the ultimate, how to say, instruction. Okay, their feeling and that need is there. You cannot avoid it. But ultimate solution is, okay, if you pray for protection, take shelter for those who can give you protection. And that's the only Krishna. Only the Pradyumna, or here in this case, Kamadeva Pradyumna is the same person, or Krishna in our worship, or Panchadatva. They can only give you that protection ultimately. If you pray, this is the shloka. If you pray only for that protection, you know, I want, house, whatever, or children, or family, Krishna will fulfill that, but only that. But if you worship Him, Prabhupada mentioned at the end, if you only focus to the service, and this is our main focus, Krishna will fulfill these desires and all other desires. What can be desire of a woman without husband, without home, without children? Home, car, children, whatever. Depends on the yoga. Or the seasonal time, right? Spring, summer. There is unlimited desires, material forms, you know? Depends on the activity, the dynamics of the mind, right? Or the primary conditioning, whatever. So it gives hope. This is, of course, it's also interesting within the commentary purport. Prabhupada contradicts himself because he explains that these devotees who have material desires, they're not Sakama devotees. But if you know from the study from the Bhakti Shastri, he calls that shloka, all these devotees, arti, who are poor, who need for money, who are anxiety or sick, they're all Sakama devotees, right? Here is explained that when one has priority, Krishna number one, that defines Sakama or Nishkama. So one with material desires or selfish, or one who puts Krishna in the first place. Even if you have full desires, but if you have put Krishna in the first place, even with material desires, we are on the pure devotional side, right? That's why he has said that due course of time we will purify and we'll get the goal. Right? But if we put Krishna secondary or even lower, then we are Sakama. We are Karma Misha Bhaktas or Jnana Misha Bhaktas. But that's why even the neophyte, new Bhaktas who came who came here can act upon pure devotional service level, which is amazing. This is amazing. If we had this priority, I want to please Krishna. This is the one motive, and not independently, but I will take shelter of Guru Parampara and the Shastra. I won't made up how to please Krishna. I will do this for Krishna. I will give donation. You don't do independently. This is very subtle, but not so subtle, but very important point. And when we discuss so much about Varnashrama, we need that. But if we put Varnashrama in the first place, we are lost. We will lose the... Even within Devi Varnashrama, this must be... First must be activities of devotee, and other things are secondary. So.
Points out here, and also you kind of hinted at it, that if we have, and Prabhupada says in Bhagavad Gita in that section also, that if we're sakama, then eventually our desires will become fulfilled and they'll go away. They'll become complacent and they'll go away. Whereas the person who puts Krishna consciousness in priority, the desires will go away.
Right?
But she says there, if you ask Krishna for a good husband and a house, a blah, 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 whatever, whatever, then Krishna will give you those things, but ultimately you'll be miserable because those things won't satisfy you and you'll come back to the position of misery, of being upset, of taking birth again, or whatever, how depending on how deep you dig yourself into the ground. But the result is so different. Because if my desire is to please Krishna, then Krishna will reciprocate by eliminating other desires. Right. And if I go to Krishna with material desires, Krishna will fulfill material desires, and the result will become also, but it'll be a long route.
Yeah, it's a loop. It's a loop. Loop. And because, thank you very much for this. And we don't have, because Prabhupada's plan was in one lifetime, right? In this lifetime, not one, in this one. So no time for loops, right? To go a little there. There's no time. You know, time is breathing.
Yeah, when you consider how long Gopi Kumar's journey was.
Right.
How long?
And we are here for a long, long
time.
That's
part of the reason why the fifth canto talks in all these numbers.
Yeah, it's a long distance to the sun.
But to show us that, you know, time, it stretches, it can be very, very long, or it can be very, very short. Love and much satisfaction. So, but it all comes to the same end. The time will take us in the material world in that loop, or we can get out of time, and time is conspicuous by its absence.
Right.
In the material world, no matter how long, Abraham, So the time is stretchable, but at the end it's the same thing. And for everybody, that's what this word sambhatsara means. That I was meditating on that word sambhatsara, Prabhupada uses it several times in these verses, that sambhatsara is a year relative. So your sambhatsara is the year of your body, and Brahma sambhatsara is the year of his body.
Right.
To him, 1 year, he's at a concert for a few seconds, he comes out, and generations have been wiped out.
Right.
Right? And for us, you know, this seems like, oh, it's forever. But for him, it's like this. So the material world is like that. And even though it seems like we can enjoy for a very long time, when we're in that position, it's like this. And that's, it all ends in the same way.
Wow. Oh, one funny thing from this Keto Mala Varsha. Is the deity of the day. You know what is his name in Sanskrit? Aha. Aha. His name. And Ratra is the for the, because there is for every day is a different deity. So
it's 36,000.
Yeah, it's 36 days 136,000 deities of Aha and Ratra. And Vamsamatra is 1 year. And they have all this. Hare Krishna. Okay, last one. Every second. Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains at least we should do inventory on every 2 weeks for the Karishim, right? So what was my, okay? I'm happy, I'm suffering, okay, what is wrong in the equation? So this should be, we should not wait, you know, for Kumbh Mela every 12 years, something like that. And of course, if we have someone who is guiding us, or we took shelter of, then he will also, or she will also remind us. Huh? Maybe this is some potential for improvement is there, or something. So we should be open and eager. If we have this understanding, what we have three levels of motivation, right? Three levels of knowledge, which motivates us from Bhagavad Gita also. One level is on the level of Sambandha, what we are. Second is Prayojana, what is the goal? And the third one is the knowledge about the process. So it's very important that we have these all three keep very fresh. What is the goal? What is the jackpot goal which we have? If this we have always very clear and fresh, no, it's this lifetime, it's so rare, you know, it's all section Bhagavatam which glorifies this Prayojan Gyan or goal. What is the goal? What we are all about? What you're doing? Why are we doing? We should never be stagnant or dry, or what we should always somehow remind us, it's such a unique opportunity, you know, such a unique. So, this is like, you know, final of the World Chip Champion, what's called. It's his last second, and you're alone, you know, in front of the goal, and you just do it. We are winners already. By coming in contact with Guru Parampara, Srila Prabhupada, and all his servants, we are already winners. We just have to live through, in that context. Just take it and just go. Zoof. And please read what happens when you come to spiritual world. Huh? Just yesterday in the evening we explained. When living soul comes to the spiritual world, to the Goloka Vrindavan, and Krishna comes from the passion grounds, right? And then he spot us in the crowd with other devotees, huh? And then he spots this us, for example. No? And he sees us. You came back. And he runs in front of the group. And runs crying. And he falls. He faints, right? Just before the devotee falls in his arms. And other devotees, cowherd boys and Balaram, oh, who is that guy there? What he did to Krishna? Huh? And then Balaram pacified, no, he's our friend. But he was absent for a few seconds. And then Krishna opens his eyes and he sees us. I mean, he cries. And it's such a... You should read that. What is the nature of Krishna? Where he belongs to? Oh, we are this. Hare Krishna. Grantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Gaura Premanande.